You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is Halloween, a day to celebrate the wicked and supernatural by dressing up and engaging in spooky activities. However, the festivities have become scary not due to ghouls and ghosts, but due to their massive sustainability issues with lots of plastic and fast fashion waste. In the United States alone, the National Retail Foundation is predicting $11.6 billion in Halloween spending, a large amount of this being spent on costumes that will likely end up in the landfill. This has prompted more news outlets and environmental groups to share tips and tricks on how to have a more sustainable celebration. I spoke to Dr. Mike Lee, Associate Professor of Marketing at the Auckland Business School, about the Halloween waste, growing anti-consumerism movement, and how Halloween compares to other holidays like Christmas. What are the sustainability issues associated with Halloween?
Okay, there's quite a lot of plastic waste and, well, plastic production and a lot of fast consumption associated with Halloween. You see it at the stores. You know, it's a little bit like Christmas in the sense that, you know, it's like a one big event and everyone kind of gets really into it. They buy a lot of stuff. The shops obviously order a lot of these things, which must then be produced and imported normally. And then there's a flurry of activity. A lot of litter is generated. And then it kind of like, obviously, most of it ends up in the landfill.
You've alluded to this a bit already, but how does consumerism for a holiday like Halloween look compared to other holidays?
I guess the unfortunate thing is that it's not that different. Once retailers and, I guess, corporations or businesses catch on to the fact that the people are looking for, you know, a reason to spend money, then they will jump on the bandwagon and you'll see the promotions start occurring often weeks, sometimes months before the event. So in the case of Christmas, we're already seeing Christmas trees go up now, and Halloween's, you know, not even over. So Halloween and Christmas and Valentine's Day and Easter, you know, they obviously all stem from normally a pagan ritual way back in the day. Sometimes it's a religious ritual, but then you see it very quickly becoming commercialized. So in that sense, Halloween is not too different from any other major, event or holiday, if you want to call it that, that we see in the Western world, where it very quickly becomes commercialized.
And who is calling to make Halloween less consumer-driven?
I think, you know, maybe some communities, some people, certainly environmentalists, you know, green activists, consumer activists, or even people like voluntary simplifiers, downshifters, minimalizers. So all these types of people that are not only anti-Halloween, but they're also anti the commercialization of Christmas, the commercialization of Valentine's Day, the commercialization of Easter, and sometimes even the commercialization of birthdays. So these are, you know, I guess they're a minority, but often quite a vocal and noticeable minority that push back or resist against the commercialization of what they, you know, perceive should be either a sacred holiday like Christmas or Easter. And sometimes they push back against just blatant commercialization. So they'll be the same types of people that, you know, refuse to buy something on the Black Fridays, or they, you know, adhere to this notion of a buy nothing day, an Earth Day, and those sorts of activities that are really sort of an antithesis to, you know, commercial globalization.
And what do the solutions to make Halloween more sustainable look like?
So obviously there's reduction. So not going crazy and buying all the stuff that, you know, invariably you'll probably use once a year. I mean, if, you know, but most of the time it'll end up in the landfill after the single use. But if you're not reducing, then certainly reusing. So, you know, I myself have a couple of Halloween, you know, decorations for the house and stuff when our kids were a bit younger. But we hang on to those and we reuse them every year. So that's sort of minimizing that sort of mass production, fast fashion, or sort of, you know, the waste mentality of modern day capitalism. Finally, so you can, you know, reduce it, you can reuse it, and then finally you can make your own. So, you know, arts and crafts, you know, I guess the way things used to be where you'd, you know, we can't do it in New Zealand because the seasons are back to front, but in North America, obviously, they, you know, it's sort of near their harvest time of the year, and so they'll have pink pumpkins, which are highly biodegradable and you know, easy to sort of make into something that's quite attractive. So you carve the pumpkin, and then when you're done with it, it goes back into the compost.
Are trends responding to these calls for reduction and reusing?
I don't have any hard stats or data on it, but I suspect if we look at the other events or holiday or festivities such as Christmas and Valentine's Day and Easter, you can certainly see some small groups of people pushing back against the blatant commercialization. So we might notice this in subtle ways, like instead of buying everyone a present and everyone buys everyone else a present, some families are opting to, you know, go into sort of, you pick one person. So each first person in the family picks one person, they buy one person that gift, and they get one gift in return from someone else. So kind of like a Secret Santa sort of situation. You might have other families or other people or groups of consumers just flat out refusing to buy anything for Christmas, and in fact waiting for the Boxing Day specials because they feel like they get better value for money. So these are the frugal consumers, and they're in a way sort of pushing back against the commercialization of Christmas by only partaking in the shopping part of it after Christmas is over and when all the promotions sort of come into form.
That was Dr. Mike Lee, Associate Professor of Marketing at the Auckland Business School, on sustainability issues associated with Halloween and growing anti-consumerism movement.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.